You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. We are covering the aftermath of the two primaries yesterday in Kentucky and Oregon, and also news from around the world, including a story that I can't get out of my mind. You know, Teddy Kennedy diagnosed with an inoperable, perhaps inoperable brain tumor yesterday, and I can't
well,
get...
Well, at least we know, or at least his doctors are reporting it's a malignant tumor.
Right, it's a malignant tumor. And I guess, you know, here is someone who in their very long political life has had the most private moments played out in public, like this one very famous moment on June 8th, 1968.
My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. To be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it.
Very much a moment for then-Senator Edward Kennedy stepping up and eulogizing his brother Bobby, who was killed in 1968. Really, his grief was something public for the entire nation. And that really, I think, is a theme of Ted Kennedy's life.
I think there's been few minutes or hours in his entire life that haven't been watched or haven't been of much concern of the public. From coming from that family.
I mean, from this moment, a personal lapse, which also played out in the most public way in July of 1969.
This morning, I entered a plea of guilty to the charge of leaving the scene of an accident. This last week has been an agonizing one for me and for the members of my family. And the grief we feel over the loss of a wonderful friend will remain with us the rest of our lives.
The death of Mary Jo Kopechne became the Chappaquiddick incident. The scandal, of course, dogged Ted Kennedy throughout his life, even to this day. But he built himself back politically when, in 1980, he could actually challenge incumbent President Jimmy Carter until a very public moment of private reflection when being interviewed by Roger Mudd. He was asked if he why he wanted to be president. He didn't have an answer. Sabotaged his campaign until this moment in 1980 when he actually bowed out in an emotional moment at the convention, in the Democratic National Convention.
The work goes on, the cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die.
But what never died, really, was Ted Kennedy's relevance in the Senate, a powerful
senator.
To
this very day.
Right, to this very day. I mean, he's relevant today. Here is Ted Kennedy talking about the war on cancer just, you know, barely a week ago.
Today, cancer is still the second highest cause of death in America. Clearly, we need a new way forward in battling this frightening disease. We must build on what the nation has already accomplished and launch a new war on cancer for the 21st century.
Within days of that, of course, he's diagnosed with a malignant tumor of the brain. I guess, you know, which all goes to say, here is another drama, private drama for Ted Kennedy that's going to be played out.
And the stakes obviously have never been higher.
Life or death.
Life or death.
Life or death. But perhaps nobody in American public life is more
prepared
to go through this publicly, and the whole world, certainly all of America, will be watching. A somber moment for all of us here on The Takeaway.